real-time check-in with today's business world and more. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Bertrand.
It is 12 minutes after 12 on this Thursday afternoon. We got White Sox baseball coming up, but we'll start things off with Dennis Rodkin, who writes about real estate for Crane Chicago Business. And, you know, Dennis always comes in with good news, right?
Oh, yeah. It's always good.
So there was some good news, though, when it comes to home sales in April.
Yeah, just out today. April home sales for the Chicago region were higher in April than in any April going back to at least 2008, which is how far back the records go. So more homes sold in April than that time of year all the way back to 2008.
Is it a sign of anything, or is it?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about how rising interest rates are pushing especially lower priced people into the market because they've got to maximize what they can get. That could be part of it, but what closes in April is really what people buy in February and March, so don't really know. But the thing to keep in mind is, although sales were up in April, for the year so far, for the first 4 months of the year, they're still behind 2017 by about 4% because we've had some big drops in previous months.
But better to be going up now than going down now.
Better to be, yes.
Right? I mean, if the trend is increasing, that's a good sign.
But the trend that is decreasing is home price growth. So that was sales volume we were talking about. Growth in prices has been lower in each of the past 2 months than the month before. And this is spring when you often expect it to go the opposite
direction.
Okay,
we got to do this property tax thing. You've been writing about it. The homes in Lakeview and elsewhere on the north side have been reassessed.
The two townships, so you know there's a triennial cycle, city 1 year, one piece of Cook County the next, and the other piece of Cook County the third. This is the year for the city, and so far this year, the assessor has done just Rogers Park Township and Lakeview Township. Lakeview Township is bigger than Lakeview Neighborhood. It covers a lot of places, Ravenswood and others.
And the percentage increase is 30, 40?
31%. The median increase in Lakeview Township of your assessment is 31%. And one of the things we always have to say is that's the estimate of the taxable value of your property. That doesn't mean your tax bill goes up 30%. Because the tax rate gets figured in, and that's by a separate agency. But if your house has $100,000 taxable value and the property tax rate is 2%, that's one thing. If your house has $150,000 taxable value, it's another
thing. But if they're taxing at the same rate and they're taxing 30% more, doesn't
it? It's Chicago. They're not taxing at the same rate. It's going up all the time.
I guess my point is, though, if the tax rate that each entity is charging let's assume that's static. If your value has gone up 30%, the cash they're going to bring in is going to go up 30%.
Is going to go up, yeah. But the assumption you're making that tax rates would be flat is not something we can make in Chicago, Cook County, or Illinois anymore.
Because sometimes they go up?
Because occasionally they go up,
but they could go down too, right? I mean, if an entity has a certain amount budgeted that it needs to get from taxes, and the assessed value goes up, they're not going to bring an extra, right? Is that the most stupid thing?
Yes, your math is correct.
But not my politics.
But your politics, right. Exactly.
People have been enraged, right? I mean,
people are. So we put out a story on Tuesday, and since then I've been getting emails from people who say, oh yeah, your story was a little conservative. My increase was even bigger than you reported. So I had one property tax attorney tell me that she's had several clients whose assessments went up 100%.
Oh my.
Which is to say the assessor thought in 2015, the last time there was an assessment, that your home was worth $100,000 taxable, and now thinks it's worth $200,000. And home values, one of the reasons people are yelling is that home values don't seem to be going up as fast as these assessments.
Okay, you can appeal these, but the deadline to appeal in Lakeview, right, has already passed.
I'm confused. I think in Rogers Park it has
passed.
Was it?
One was the 23rd, I guess.
One is coming,
okay. All right. All right, so there's that. I want to also talk about, when we have some time, you've got a great story. There's so many, you should write a
a book about property taxes.
How many people just say should write a, no, I think there's so many buildings in this city that could be a book on their own.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just in who's walked by, who's lived in. And you write about this one and near north, I'm looking for the address here, Dearborn and Delaware.
Yeah.
And it was owned by the guy who owned Pete's Fresh Market.
It still is owned by... Yeah, He never moved in. There may be more to the story, but he bought it 8 years ago. It had been just up the block from there is an old church that was for over 70 years, the Scottish Rite Temple. They built a big campus out in Bloomingdale, and they sold not only their temple building, but the three mansions running south from there that had all, they bought them all in the 30s.
It's a beautiful mansion.
Oh, yeah. All three of them are, but this is the most beautiful and the biggest of the three. And so Scottish Rite sold them. A developer bought the entire block, built a big luxurious apartment building on the old parking lot, sold off these mansions. I was in this one that we're talking about when they were selling it. It was so beat up.
They said it was rat infested.
The real estate agent told me there were rats in the basement. I walked around. I think you saw my pictures from 2008 where, you know, the walls were all banged up. It had been offices. It just hadn't been used as a home.
So we're running out of time. Yeah. So he buys it.
He buys it for about 3.4. I don't know how much he has put into it.
Millions.
You would assume, because he had to rebuild the entire inside.
He's never lived there.
He's never lived there, and he's asking $21.9 million for it.
Okay, so why is he selling?
Well, his real estate agent says that the intention was to sell it.
Oh, all along.
Yeah, but he didn't speak to me, so I don't know.
I guess we'll find out in your book.
In my book. Every building I've walked by in Chicago.
Dennis Rodd can read more about that story and others at chicagobusiness.com. Thanks for coming
by. Thanks, Steve.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
It is now 12:22 on the Biz Lunch. Bill Geiger is in the studio. Our conversations with Bill Geiger are sponsored by Geiger Management. Welcome back, Bill.
Nice to be here, sir.
So when we talk about people who are on the cusp, not really of retirement, but I don't know, it seems like maybe turning a corner.
Yeah.
When it comes to retirement,
late 50s,
right?
Early 60s.
And what is it that people should be doing when they get around there?
Well, I'll tell you one thing they shouldn't be doing. their portfolio, if you think about this for a moment, their portfolio really shouldn't look like a 30-year-old's.
Right.
30-year-old can blow themselves up. They got 30 years to make it back up again. If you're late 50s, early 60s, and you're like most of our clients, you've got more money you've ever had in your whole life, and the last thing you want this close to retirement is a big loss. So people in that category have got two big jobs to do, Steve. One is grow their money without losing a lot of principal. And number two is to start positioning to create dependable, sustainable income that they're going to need.
I think one of the misconceptions I had is that when you turn that corner that we're talking about, that you stop, that you hold, your hold, I hold, I
no.
stop growing.
No,
and that's really not the case.
No, not at all. You still want growth from now to the rest of your life because there's inflation and you need growth. But it's a different kind of growth. It's more conservative. You want to back away from really, really risky portfolios that you're going to lose half your portfolio, for instance.
Right, because at 50 or 60, you're not going to have the time.
You're not going to make it back.
Right.
I sat down with a guy that ran an HR department in a major company here in Chicago. And he told me a story about an employee that he had in 2007 that retired. He lost half of his portfolio. They ended up hiring him back. And he's still working.
Wow.
11 years later, trying to get the money back to retire. So it's a dicey time. You really want to take a good hard look on what you're doing in your portfolio. You get late 50s.
It's the sort of thing, too, where I think people get complacent or they think, well, I'm on track because they had a meeting 5 years ago or 3 years ago.
And
we're told they had the money they needed what they... Yeah, but...
And the market's been going up. And when the market goes up for an extended period of time, people kind of feel like it's going to happen forever. And of course, it doesn't.
No,
right?
It doesn't. And so you talked about growth, right?
Right.
How is it that you turn what you're holding into the recurring paycheck? So you've always got money coming in, which is different from the growth, right?
Right. It's different from the growth. You take a portion of your strategy and you orient it toward an income strategy. And we have income strategies. I'll give you an example. 60-year-old couple, $800,000 they put toward an income strategy in 7 years. They're going to be getting about $70,000 a year for the rest of their life.
Right.
You put that with their Social Security, you've got a six-figure income that you can count on. And that makes, Steve, for a happy, relaxed retirement.
If you know it's coming.
If you know you've got a six-figure income coming in, think about it. That, you know how you're going to pay your bills. You know how you're going to go on vacation. You know how you're going to leave a legacy. It's important.
So if you're in your late 50s, right, 59 is when you can have access to your
59 and a half, you right. can roll your 401k plan
how does that
into
work?
An IRA. And a lot of people don't know that, but at 59 and a half, you can do what's called an in-service. It means still working, rollover. And you roll the money from your 401k plan into an IRA. Think of a coffee cup pouring into another one.
Right.
And you put the cup back under the 401k spigot. You can still participate in your 401k, still contributing. But now you've got the money that was in your 401k plan in an IRA. In an IRA, you have so much more access to great strategies.
So the part of that then is that and I love my 401k plan here.
Yeah.
But
and
they
you
tell
don't have
me
to give it up.
But they tell me what my options are.
Yeah.
If I roll it out at 59 and a half in that coffee cup, I can take the coffee cup around and figure out where to put it anywhere I want.
Well, into
I
the mean, IRA.
So, yeah.
Into the IRA, you can do whatever you want with it. Your 401k, you can still keep participating. Listen, there's a lot of people that fall in this category, Steve. If you're one of them, we're going to make a special offer for the next five couples who have at least $500,000 in their portfolio. We'll sit down with them on a personal basis, help them put together a full-blown plan for their retirement, and we're going to do it on a complimentary basis.
All right, Bill Geiger, good to see you. Go out, enjoy, work on your tan a little bit.
Good to see you, sir.
Go hit the pool. You've been working too hard.
I'll do that.
This is the Wintrust Business Minute.
Got a minute? Good, because I've got the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing the news, providing input, and breaking down the stories that matter to the world of business. And just like that, another multi-million dollar Chicago startup buyout. This time, Kroger, the parent company of Mariano's, bought the meal kit company Home Chef for $200 million. It's a common move in the grocery store industry these days as it searches for the next step to stay ahead of the curve for customers, with the convenience of preset meal kit options in stores and online. The buyout has been set for $200 million, but it could be valued at roughly $700 million. And as business pushes forward, McDonald's continues to search for their next multi-million dollar idea, and they're turning to breakfast catering. For a while now, fast food breakfast has been on the up and up, especially since offering breakfast all day and partnering with Uber Eats to provide the option of McDonald's almost anywhere. It's interesting, though, McDonald's strategy of staying away from these big buyouts and dipping into partnerships instead. Which strategy will pay out in the long run? Tune in tomorrow for all of your up-to-date business news on WGN Radio.